Between Lieu and the Luberon, the landscape of Haute-Provence. Salagon is located in the Pays de Fourcalquier, which is a vast area closed to the north by the Montagne de Lieu and to the south by the Luberon, which you can see in the distance. At the bottom of this plain, the basin opens out towards the Durance River. From Volx to the Montagne de Lieu, Giono wrote, "Ce pays-là va tout en vague." All the land is in waves. The structure of this rolling landscape has been crafted by erosion and by the rivers cutting deep into the plateaus, giving a landscape which is anything but monotonous. On the right-hand side of the panorama, the sloping plateau of Châteauneuf is made up of shell limestone. The quality of this building stone, which is known as pierre de Maine, was used over the centuries to build the monument and the village. The landscape you can see is also a story. In 1861, Abbot Ferraud, a Provençal scholar, was to describe this landscape as the well-planted, well-watered and intelligently cultivated territory of Maine, located at the foot of a mountain, forming one of the most beautiful basins you could hope to see. It is a real plain surrounded on all sides by wooded hills, whose slopes are covered in vineyards. Wheat, oil and vine are its main production. The Napoleonic Land Register gives us quite a clear idea of the development of the way in which the landscape has been worked by man since the early 19th century, in a century of demographic growth. This has resulted in an increase in the areas under cultivation with a high proportion of cereals, in the form of a mixture of wheat and rye known as Meslin rye. Almond trees prospered in the hills, along with the vines, which were very much part of the landscape up until the phylloxera blight. As well as wheat or vegetables, the large number of mulberry trees made it possible to educate silkworms, which gave families an extra income. With the rural exodus, the cultivated area decreased. Wastelands increased, grazing lands were depleted, and were soon to be reconquered by stands of oak trees. On the hills, the vegetation, which has developed naturally, is dominated